Steve, would it be fair to say that the best team won this series? And then following up with that, just talk about your emotions after and what you and your teammates discussed after the game.
Totally unfair. You know, going into the series, I thought they were the better team, but I thought we had a chance to do something special. You know, I don't know. I think the last 4 or 5 days, I've been questioning who the better team is, and I've had a lot of belief that maybe we were, or at least maybe we could find a way to win the series regardless. So I think that's a tribute to my teammates, their attitude and commitment. You know, this is about as special a group as I've been a part of. You know, to be picked anywhere from 7, 8, 9, 10, 11th in the West, to go through a stretch in the middle of the season where we weren't very good, and to really finish up so strong and get ourselves to a place where, you know, we were, you know, almost an overtime away from being up 3-2 coming home. And, you know, I got to say, when it comes to here, I got to say it's a great source of pride for me to get a chance to play with these guys. They're just, you know, such great people, great teammates. They've committed absolutely to what we're trying to do, and you know, you want to say we overachieved until you think about it and say, you know, we're a good team, and we had a real legitimate chance to beat the Lakers and go to the finals and play for a championship. So I'm sort of rambling effusive praise about my team, but I'm really, really proud and you know, excited that I got a chance to have a year like this with these guys.
Steve, is it your hope to keep this group together, and is there anything you can do about it, or you like to do about it, or?
You know, of course, after everything I just said, yeah, it's pretty clear. I'd like to keep the group together. I mean, it's phenomenal to come to work every day with the group of guys we had, everyone fighting for the same thing, and you know, proving that you know, when you commit to one another and to what we're trying to do, you know, you really can. All the cliches really are true, and you can really maybe be greater than the sum of your parts. So it was a lot of fun, and I'd love to keep it together and keep going.
Steve, from a shooter standpoint, how difficult? Rate that last shot that Kobe made, and the two before that, they were off the
scale. I'm not sure those are shooters' shots. Those are scorers, best player in the game type shots. So, you know, he is incredibly skilled and talented, and he's a great competitor and clutch. You know, I mean, what can you say? He deserves an incredible amount of praise for his ability.
Early on in your comments, you mentioned the word team. How much of this team effort and team attitude do you give credit to Alvin Gentry for, and what he's instilled in you guys in this locker room?
Well, Alvin's incredible. It says something a little bit about the nature of our business that he's on his fourth, I think, job, one of the lowest paid coaches in the league, and he probably did as good a job, if not the best job, in the league this year. He's a phenomenal coach as far as his understanding of the game and ability to put his team in a position to succeed at both ends of the floor, and he's even better at, you know, handling his players and building a team, understanding, you know, who he's coaching, the dynamics of the group and the individual, and you know, how to make it fun, and at the same time how to hold everyone accountable so that we improve all the time. And he was phenomenal this year.
I'm just wondering how it's feeling from your perspective, knowing what it took to get to this point, knowing you don't get too many chances to get two victories away from the finals, and you know, how many more chances you feel like you'll have to get to this point.
Well, who knows? I mean, It was a phenomenal run, and we fell short, and it hurts, you know. It hurts a lot. We'll worry about next year. And I think that's got to be the attitude is that you stay in the moment, you stay in the journey. I know it sounds cliche, and I don't want to, pretend to be Zen or anything. It's just the truth. I mean, I think you got to really, especially when you're my age, it's just a pleasure to get to this point and to have a chance. And next year, I think we're going to have another steep hill to climb to get back here, but we can do it if we really work hard. So, I know everyone makes a deal out of, I've never made the finals, but, maybe I won't. But if I play with teams like I played with this year and the guys I played with, I'll be satisfied with that. It's phenomenally rewarding to be a part of a group like this. And, I think some of the years we made the Western Conference Finals, truth be told, it was the final. So, our teams and my career here in the last 6-7 years has been rewarding, even though I haven't got to the finals or won a championship.
Last question from Matt. Steve, can you talk about your belief in the team when you fell down by 18 again and then come back and then you were within three? Did you sense a game 7 at that point?
I still felt like we had a lot of work to do. But we were close, and when a game gets to 3 points, there's so many plays that happen in a game, so many situations, so many bounces, so many decisions that it could go either way, and it was tough that we got so close. But I think the key again is that we found ourselves in a big hole, too big a hole the last two games to really expect much out of, and we probably could have done a little better, cut down on a few areas, and we would have found ourselves with an even better chance to win the two games. So we have no one to blame but ourselves. And on the other hand, I think we were phenomenal. We did a great job, and we have a lot to be proud of. Although there would be a lot of disappointment, a lot of sting. I'm really proud of my teammates and everyone involved, coaches, staff, organization, fans. It was great.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, guys. Listo. Vamos.